Answers Magazine, Volume 12.2, page 19, Creation on Display. Echidna, Outback Oddity, by Heather Brinson Bruce. Evolution is hard-pressed to explain this prickly little digger. That's because the Creator made it like no other single animal. You might think that spiky little animal waddling along the forest floor is a porcupine, but it has a long, sticky tongue, and it digs for ants. So maybe it's some kind of anteater. Nope. Well, it's a mammal, at least, right? Wait, it lays eggs. Mammals don't lay eggs. So what is this thing? The echidna seems to break all the rules. It's a mammal, but it lays eggs. It's warm-blooded, but it has a low body temperature. It lives on land, but it detects food like some fish do. And like so many other rule breakers, such as the platypus, the echidna settled in Australia. Evolutionists have always had trouble explaining how it's related to any other animal. So instead, to explain its oddities, they invoke convergent evolution, the belief that a similar need produces similar designs in completely unrelated animals. But creationists understand that the echidna's traits point to a creator who made many unique kinds of animals. Short-beaked echidnas roam the wilds of Australia's outback and range all the way up into the southwestern portion of New Guinea. Covered in hair with keratin spikes all over their backs, these critters are about as big as a house cat, between 12 and 18 inches, or 30 to 45 centimeters long, and weigh 4.5 to 15.5 pounds, or 2 to 7 kilograms. God designed the echidna as a digger with powerful legs and strong claws. He also equipped it with special ear holes to keep its ear canals clear of dirt. Finally, God gave it electroreceptors, like sharks have, nerves in its snout that detect electrical impulses from nearby wiggling snacks. Echidnas burrow for their breakfast. With their sticky tongues and tube-shaped snouts, they grab their grub of ants, termites, and, well, grubs. They don't have teeth to chew their chow. Instead, they mash it between hard pads on the back of their tongues and the roof of their mouths. Digging does more than feed them. When threatened, echidnas quickly dig deep enough to protect their soft underside, leaving only their spiny backs exposed to predators. So far, echidnas may seem nothing more than cute, if prickly, mammals. But things get stranger. Echidnas are monotremes. They belong to one of the only two known mammalian families that lay eggs. The other is the duck-billed platypus. Monotremes display all the other features of mammals. They're warm-blooded vertebrates, covered in hair or fur, or in this case, spines made from hair, and they nurse their young. But instead of giving birth to live young, they lay eggs, as reptiles and birds do. But don't look for a nest of echidna eggs. The mother echidna lays her single, leathery egg in her own backward-facing pouch. There, the baby, called a puggle, stays until it hatches. Then, for 2 or 3 months, the puggle attaches itself to specialized patches of skin inside the pouch that ooze milk. At about 2 months old, the baby echidna starts growing spines, indicating it's time for the mother to let it out into the burrow, returning to feed and care for it another 3 to 7 months. Echidnas push the envelope of mammalhood to the edge of warm-bloodedness. They have the lowest body temperature of any mammal, 89 degrees Fahrenheit, or 32 degrees Celsius. They regulate their core temperature much less rigidly, too. It can fluctuate by as much as 8 degrees, or 5 degrees Celsius, throughout the day. And during hibernation, it drops even further. If your body temperature varies by more than about 2 degrees in either direction, you are sick. But this low body temperature is a key to the echidna's survival. Their variable body temperature allows echidnas to slip into and out of a hibernation-like state, called torpor, with remarkable ease, to adjust to changing food supplies and catastrophes. Recently, in a controlled burn at a nature preserve, the echidnas didn't flee. Instead, they holed up in safe places, such as hollow logs, and waited it out. Afterward, scientists were astonished to discover that they went on with life as usual, except that they frequently went torpid for days at a time to reduce their need for energy while food in the area was still scarce. Echidnas are just one example of how our Creator filled the earth with abundant, diverse, unique life that speaks of His handiwork, not evolution. These quirky little monotremes simultaneously demand and defy categorization. But whatever classification rules they may break, in demonstrating the creativity of our great God, they obey His command. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. Did you know? Echidnas are exceptionally long-lived. Their maximum lifespan, up to 50 years in captivity and 45 in the wild, is nearly four times the lifespan expected for similar-sized animals. Echidnas are like platypuses in that they have electroreceptive areas on their snouts. They just don't have as many, only 400 to 2,000 versus 40,000 on the platypus. These receptors allow them to detect electrical signals from nearby little creatures so they can find dinner even in the dark. Echidnas can cope with the toughest of situations by becoming inert and chilly. This state is called torpor and is like a bear's hibernation. While experiencing torpor, an echidna can survive winter, lack of food, and even forest fires. Over the course of a year, one echidna churns up 7,200 cubic feet, or 204 cubic meters, of soil. That's enough to bury more than 100 full-sized refrigerators. One effect of this extensive digging is that echidnas help continuously mix nutrients in the soil, keeping ecosystems thriving. Heather Brinson Bruce earned dual degrees in English and chemistry from Clemson University. She writes for Answers Magazine as a freelance author.